Welcome to Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting second. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting third. The right fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bud Stewart. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting sixth. The catcher, Red Wilson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Fred Marsh. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Keegan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bob Keegan. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Joe DeMaestri. Batting second. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting third. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pete Suter. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ed McGee. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Astroth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Scheib. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Carl Scheib. And now, play ball. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain takes first base on ball four. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. DeMaestri moves to second. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. DeMaestri scores. Philly moves to third. It's 1-0, Athletics. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Philly. The slide. Wilson applies the tag. Philly is out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a pop-up towards third. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a pop-up towards short. DeMaestri settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a line drive into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rivera, who is chasing the ball. McGee reaches third base with a triple. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Scheib is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheib hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McGee scores. It's 2-1, Athletics. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. DeMaestri hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wilson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Keegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Keegan moves to second. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-2, White Sox. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Finovich now pitching. Sam Mealy pinch hits for Bud Stewart. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McGee, who is chasing the ball. Mealy reaches third base with a triple. Minoso goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, White Sox. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-1 in the game. Rivera hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mealy scores. One out. It's 6-2, White Sox. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Marsh hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Astroth fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Mealy now playing right field. Manny Minoso now playing left field. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a pop-up towards third. Marsh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Keegan covering, for the out. Two outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marsh fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel is hit by the pitch. Bob Keegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keegan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Keegan bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Carrasquel moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox bunts towards third. Suter juggles the ball. That's an error on Suter. Carrasquel moves to third. Keegan moves to second. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Fain hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Astroth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carrasquel scores. Keegan moves to third. Fox moves to second. It's 7-2, White Sox. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Mealy strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Rivera is hit by the pitch. Keegan scores. Fox moves to third. Minoso moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-2, White Sox. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter hits a line drive towards short. Carrasquel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. Michaels hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marsh fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Marsh hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Carrasquel strikes out. There goes Marsh. The throw from Astroth to second, and Marsh is out. Two outs. Bob Keegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keegan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Keegan hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0 for 1 in the game. Astroth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Finovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finovich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marsh fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. DeMaestri takes first base on ball 4. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a pop-up towards third. Marsh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Murray now catching. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox is hit by the pitch. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Minoso bunts towards the mound. Finovich fields it and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to third. Fain moves to second. One out. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Mealy hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Rivera strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Luis Aloma now pitching. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-3, White Sox. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Zerniel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wilson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-2 in the game. Suter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-2 in the game. Michaels strikes out. Two outs. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. McGee hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Suter moves to third. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Marsh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luis Aloma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aloma hits a line drive into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Tom Hamilton pinch hits for Frank Finovich. Tom Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aloma fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marsh fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Marsh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Maury Martin now pitching. Kai Thomas now playing right field. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got 3 RBIs. Fain hits a line drive into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Minoso hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-3, White Sox. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Zerniel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-4 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Marsh strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 3 in the game. Michaels hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. McGee strikes out. Two outs. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-4, White Sox. Kite Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marsh fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Philadelphia Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia.